Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, Amen. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, Amen. Amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
Amen.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Singing this morning, and the psalmist, she did an excellent job.
Yeah.
Yes, voice is very clear, and she sang that Lord is my shepherd as though she knows the shepherd. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so our brother Mike, I saw him chiming there as well, and singing the gospel, that hallelujah verse. Amen.
Amen.
So give God thanks. The Lord is with us this
Amen.
Morning.
Yes.
You know, I cannot help but realize that long ago, when a person sneezed, people used to say, what?
God bless you.
Now when a person sneezes, everybody runs for cover. And they might even curse you when you sneeze. So you have to keep your sneeze in. I was sitting there and I was chuckling, Lord. What a serious time we are living in. We have to be able to, you know, still say to people, God bless you.
Amen.
Because not everything is corona. Some is just allergies. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we gathered this weekend to hear the word of God. And the word of God always, especially on this fourth Sunday, has to do with Good Shepherd Sunday or Vocation Sunday. It really brings to mind a story that I once heard. And the story goes like this. There is a great concert where the professionals are, and everyone is on the stage, and they're performing and they're singing. And then there was a young woman that came to the stage gracefully, and she sang Psalm 23. And as she sang it, she kept every note, and it was perfected. And when she was finished Psalm 23, the entire audience rise to their feet and they applauded her nonstop. The MC that night wanted to make a point. And then at the very back of the audience, there was an old priest. And they called this old priest forward. And they said, Father, do something now. You know, can you sing as this young woman just sang, the Lord is my shepherd. And Father bowed his head and he closed his eyes. And he said, I may not be able to sing like her, but I'm going to recite it. And he opened his mouth and he began reciting, the Lord is my shepherd. And as he began to recite, the Lord is my shepherd, there was just silence, a deafening silence in the entire building. Men and women were moved to tears. The MC, appalled by what had just happened, he said, what is this? What is happening here? And one person said, there is a difference when you know about the shepherd,
and
when you know the shepherd.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When you know the shepherd, you move hearts and you bring men and women to encounter the shepherd.
Oh, I love it.
Hallelujah. I love it. You move them to want to come where you are. You move them to want to know who you know, because there is something that is different about you. In this time, we know that one great saint said, he said that preach always, but when necessary, use words. So there's a preaching that has to happen in 2020. Has to do with our lives, Sandra. How we live.
Yes.
How we respond when tragedy hits us in the face. How do I respond?
Yes.
Do I respond as though I know the shepherd? Or do I respond as though I know about the shepherd?
Hallelujah.
When the coronavirus strikes the earth, how am I going to respond? Am I going to respond as though I know the shepherd? That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the shepherd is walking with me.
Yes, yes.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
It's right there.
Amen.
In our faces.
Amen. Yes.
And really, in times like these, you know if you know the shepherd.
Amen. Yes.
In times like these, you know if you know the shepherd. That's it. That's it. That's it. I oftentimes preach, and it's a song that I heard many years ago. One of my parishioners sang it at Holy Family Church. And the God of the good times, and it's still God in the bad times. And I remember hearing that song, and like, wow, what a powerful song. Because the truth be told, life is full of highs and lows. And you see, when you're up and everything is going good, when you ace an exam runner and you feel, yeah, time's up. When you get a raise, Digna, and you feel, time's up. When you buy a new vehicle, thumbs up. When your children have done well, thumbs up. When you've just gotten married and you're in the honeymoon phase, thumbs up. When you just won the lottery, thumbs up. Can you say thumbs up when you have to bury a loved one?
Amen.
Can you say thumbs up when you lost your business? Can you say thumbs up when you become homeless with your house being taken away by Irma or Maria? Can you say thumbs up? That's when you know the men and women that know the shepherd.
Amen.
Because you see, it's in those times, those valley experiences, we have to know in our Noah that the shepherd is with me.
Amen.
Yeah. He is with me. You know, everybody is so moved by Sandra's faith and what they have seen. And, you know, a lot of feedback and a lot of it's being said about our sister Sandra. Well, her faith has been tested.
Amen, yes.
And you don't know the faith, St. James says, you don't know how much faith you have until trial comes.
Yes.
You don't know. You're coming every morning, you're praying, and you're coming to Mass, and you're praying, and you're reading your Bible, and you're praying, and you're inside until disaster comes, hits you in your face, till you get that news on the telephone that yes, a loved one has just been murdered. Until you go to the doctor at Cleveland Clinic and he says you have stage 4 cancer. It's only then you realize, until like what's happening now, so many people losing their jobs and at the verge, just a paycheck away from being homeless. And that reality hits you. What are you going to do? And that is where you have to go down in the faith.
Yes, yes.
You have to go and pull out that faith and say, you know what? Things are going to get better. And people around you are losing their hands and they want to commit suicide and they're thinking a lot of evil thoughts. How am I going to survive? And you are saying, trust in God.
Amen. Yes.
You are saying God is a way maker. Hallelujah. And he will make a way. And you don't have to see the way. All you have to do is to step into the way.
Amen.
Because he is the way. And once we have God's hands to hold, church, and believe you me when I say this, once you have God's hand to hold, and once he watches over my soul, it is going to be all right.
Amen.
It is going to be all right. And that is the God that we serve. And so there is a shaking. There is a shaking that is happening on the face of the earth. And really, the men and the women that will survive this rumbling, that will survive this shaking, is men and women who have a relationship with the shepherd.
Amen.
You know, the gospel today does two things. It tells us who Jesus is. The identity of Jesus is revealed today in the gospel. Who is this Jesus? He is what? A good shepherd.
Good shepherd, yes.
He is a good shepherd. Then, so it tells us that he is the good shepherd. Then it talks about the sheep gate. It tells us about the relationship this good shepherd has with the sheep. Stay with me. Talks about the identity, who he is. He is the good shepherd. And then it talks about the sheep gate. That is that place where the sheep will gather. It was a huge square place or a circular place, but it was well protected. But that place had no door. And so the shepherd will lie. He will be the door. He will lie at the entrance so that no wolf or no fox or nothing dangerous or no thieves will come and bring harm to the sheep. The shepherd, that shepherding job was a full-time job. That was no part-time job. It was a full-time job. The shepherd was with his sheep 24/7. He will walk ahead of the sheep just in case there is quicksand, just in case that danger will befall the sheep. He will protect the sheep. He will lay his life down for the sheep. Does that ring a bell? Does that remind you of anyone?
Yes.
Lay his life down for the sheep. And he will do that because he loves the sheep. Now, in order for you to understand this gospel passage this weekend, you have to read Ezekiel chapter 34. Because in Ezekiel chapter 34, Smithy tells us God is chastising the bad shepherds. That the priests in those times, they were concerned about themselves. And the kings in those times were concerned about themselves. And they thought only about themselves. And they got the best for themselves. And they ignored the sheep. And what God said, he said, I myself will take care of my sheep. I myself will bring back the stray. I myself will bandage their wounds. I myself will take care of them. Now, say with me. God raised up David. Remember that little boy, David?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what David was? A shepherd. That's right. That's right. You remember when Samuel came to Eli and he was bringing all his big, muscular sons. And God said, no, I reject that one. Not that one. And he brought seven. No. None of them. That's right. He said, that's all? He said, well, I'm a little skinny one. Like Ronald in you know, the skinny one there. But he's always in the field. This little one is different. You know, I tell Ronald every time I look at him, there's something with this young man that is different. Different. He said, well, there is a little one. A little one there. Nothing too much to mention. But he's always taking care of the sheep. And the prophet said, I will not sit down until you bring him. Oh. God does not see as man sees. And God has, because he's miraculous and he's mighty, he can take what is little and multiply to do big things.
Amen. Yes.
So this little boy, innocent little boy comes, and God said, that is the one. Anoint him. I have chosen this one. Why? Because man looks at appearances, but God sees the heart. And so God sees in the heart of this little David a heart that was so different, a heart that was able to love and take care of animals. Take care of sheep. Be careful how you treat animals, yes? Yes? Be careful how you treat them. Because hear what is happening. Because of how he treat the sheep, God saw his heart. You know, he's able to, you know, take care of them, know them by name, and God anointed him. You remember when the Philistine, and you know, they were in battle. Yes, and that's right. And David came forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a slingshot. He said, I could take on Goliath, but you're a little boy, right? A little boy from Dominica. Be quiet. A little boy with a big heart. Yes. You from Washington, D.C. Be quiet.
Stop it.
And all that is happening. And hear what David will say to Saul. He said, I will tackle the lions and all the prey that attack the sheep. I will go after them and I will tear them apart with my hand. And they will run from me. You see, the shepherd is one who is fearless. You cannot be afraid. If you are a shepherd, if you are a priest, you cannot be afraid. If you are a deacon, you cannot live in fear.
Amen.
If you are a parent, you cannot allow fear to cripple you, because when fear cripples you, you do nothing. You ain't moving left, you ain't moving right, and the enemy is rejoicing.
Yes.
We have to be courageous. And that is what proved that David was qualified to be a shepherd. And when Saul the king heard that, wow, he was very impressive. Who can take on a king? Who can take on a lion? Who can take on a bear? Who can? No one can, but God alone.
Amen.
And David knew at that very little age where his help comes from. His help came from God. And so Saul was impressed. Go. And what instruments did David use to slaughter Goliath? And when David came, Goliath laughed. That is what. That is what you have sanctified me. A little lady from Dominica, that's the best of the heart. She can't even keep her note, that's the best of the heart. That little boy from Washington, that's the best all they will send for us. That little woman from Trinidad, quiet, corner, that's the best. Do not underestimate God.
Amen.
Do not underestimate God. And what David did, you laugh, but I know where my strength is. You laugh, I know where my power is. You laugh, I know who is going to slay you. You laugh, I am not laughing, I am praying. And that was it. One shot. One shot. And he's going on in slow motion. John Paul II says, he says that the rosary is like a slinging shot in the hands of Catholics who believe. Every bead, what we do when we pray sincerely, we slay the enemy. We slay the coronaviruses that hovers over our lives, that hovers over our families, that hovers over our community, that hovers over the world. This is the month of May.
Yes,
the month of Mary. I don't know about you, but the dots are adding up. It's all coming together. That God again is reminding us what we need to do. We need to pray as though we have never prayed before. We need to ask for the strength and the courage of David. We need to ask for the faith of Mary. We need to ask for the zeal of Paul, and we need to march forward with the Lord, understanding really that the battle is not ours, that the battle is the Lord.
Yes.
The victory is ours, and there is no battle. I don't know what Bible you're reading. If you see a battle that the Lord have never lost a battle.
Amen.
He is victorious. And that's why in the book of Revelation, he sits on the throne. And so what you and I need to do is to allow this time, church, allow this season, church, to make us roll forward to the Lord, not backwards or not stagnant. Once you are stagnant, stagnant water does not give life. Stagnant water becomes contaminated and poisonous. You have to keep moving. You have to keep allow God, like a magnet, drawing our hearts closer and closer to Him. And you see, we will know Him all. And the people will know if we have grown closer to the Lord when we come back into the community and how we behave. If there's any change, if there's any change in us, and we're still snobbish, and we still, you know, with attitude, go back and pray. But God wants a people who are transformed by Him, with new hearts, with new attitudes. We need to understand that you know, this Pope said to all of us, and so much to priests, he said that the priests have to smell like the sheep. And what he's saying that yes, you have to come down to the people. You have to be able to identify with the people. You have to be there for the people. And so, as a parent, you are called to be a shepherd. You are called to ensure that your children are raised well. Whatever vocation you are called to be a shepherd. As a grandfather, as a grandmother, you are a shepherd. As a deacon, as a priest, as an acolyte, you are a shepherd. You are a leader. And you don't lead from behind.
Amen.
You lead from in front.
Yes.
You don't disappear. No. You have to be present.
Yes.
You have to lead from in front.
Glory.
Because people are looking at you.
Yes.
And they're asking for you.
Amen.
They want to see their shepherd present. They want to hear their shepherd's voice.
Yes.
They want to know that their shepherd cares. That's it. That's the role of shepherding. That's the call of shepherding.
Yes.
That's the anointing of shepherding. And if you are where God wants you, you will receive the anointing.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And that's it. Be where God wants you. Thrust yourself into the loving arms of God. And I tell people, you know, it's okay to be afraid, and I think the coronavirus really is, you know, but that has to be prayer. Lord, I'm afraid, but Lord, take away my fear.
Amen.
Take it away, Lord. Lord, I wanna isolate myself, I wanna cut myself, I wanna ignore people, but Lord, no! That's not being a good shepherd. And so, Lord, if you fill me with grace, and if you fill me with power, and if this coronavirus have not taken my life, then you have me here for a reason, and you have me here for a purpose, and I will use every day, every breath I breathe to glorify you.
Amen. Amen.
I am going to go down fighting, Lord.
Amen. Yes.
I am going to be faithful to you, Lord. And Lord, you know the areas of my life that still need healing. But Lord, you are the good shepherd.
Yes.
You are able to heal where it's broken. You are able to restore what the enemy has stolen. Only you can do that.
Amen.
And so where do I turn to? I turn to him, the good shepherd.
Amen.
He says in the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. There are some things I shall want.
Nothing.
He provides everything. And once you seek him first, and you know sometimes we can seek things and miss God. But when we seek God, everything shall be. I'm going to say that again. Because I think that is what baffles us and that would confuse us. We can seek things and miss God. But when we seek God, everything will be added unto us and more.
Amen.
Church, if you just hear that last line and you capture it, that is it. That is all we need. Seek God first, the Bible says, and all his righteousness and everything else shall be added unto us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.